we have to recognize the fact that this is the first non-military president. This is the first guy to get elected in the region's first competitive presidential election. So that is to be applauded in and of itself. But now the interesting part begins. It's not as sexy. It's a lot of political wrangling, a lot of legal wrangling. And the big question is what power Mohamed Morsi is actually going to have, because in the last few days, the military has made big moves to hold on to powers and the judiciary as well. You know, parliament was dissolved. Military came out with its constitutional annex in which they said they would be the legislature. They've got full control over the military. So a lot of questions out there. There's going to be a lot of negotiating going on with Morsi's administration along with the military. What's going to happen today is we expect to see the cabinet resign and Morsi will start to build his own government. But we're going to have a lot of negotiating in the next few months over the constitution. There's no new constitution right now, so we don't know what powers the president has. Then you've got to have a parliamentary election. So there's a lot of work to be done in the next few months.
I know the president has spoken to his people for the first time in a live speech. What did he have to say?
And it was notable for his calls for national unity and not really much policy language. He really wanted to emphasize the fact that he's going to be a president for all Egyptians across the country, across race, sex, and religion. I think you've got 10% of a population here that is Christian, and they are terrified of an Islamist president. So what's going to happen in the next few weeks and months is that he's going to name vice presidents that are probably non-Muslims or that are not men, Christians, for example. So it was really a unity. I'm going to be a president for all of you. But he also touched on one of the major issues that a lot of people are afraid of, and that's international treaties. And he said he's going to maintain all of Egypt's international treaties, which was a clear sign that he doesn't plan to change the Camp David Accords with Israel anytime soon.